they are considering closing Guantanamo, and they will move in that direction fairly soon. Now, that will take a long time, but this is something that could be done instantly. And obviously, as these military commissions go forward, they create more problems for the Obama administration, who don't believe they're legitimate courts of law anyway. So if for him to let them carry on would be creating more problems for him down the line. So it was really a question of being in a hole and stopping digging, really. It was something that could be done immediately to limit the size of the problem that is already significant on his entry.
What could America do with the 245 or so inmates of Guantanamo Bay?
Well, this is the real problem facing the new Obama administration. The Bush administration was trying to unload them as fast as it could in the last year and a half of its existence, and managed to unload 500 of them on their countries of origin, other countries who are willing to take them in. They've, in a way, got rid of the easy cases. Now, the 250 pose a serious problem. It may be, and Portugal and Germany, for example, in Europe, have offered to take more of them as a gesture of goodwill to the incoming administration. But even if Europe takes in a significant number, that will still leave maybe 100, 200 perhaps, who will pose a problem to the new administration, because if they are taken to trial in the US, it may be that there's not enough evidence that will stand up in a court of law, particularly as many of them may have been tortured or at least subject to harsh, illegal interrogation, and that will taint that evidence. So you may have these people where they're strongly suspected of being, or may be known that they're senior al-Qaeda leaders, but they can't be convicted in the court of law. What do you do then? This is the real problem facing Obama now.
In general foreign policy terms, Julian, what evidence was there of fresh thinking in Obama's inaugural speech that set him apart from the Bush era?
Well, I thought that the foreign policy part of the speech was a little less radical than the domestic half. We didn't really break new ground. I mean, the phrase that people are talking about is, "We will extend our hand if you will unclench your fist." But that's the kind of conditionality that's always been there. If you're a nicer government, then we'll do more business with you. And that's the offer to Syria and Iran. The real problem facing the Obama administration is what to do with those fists that remain clenched. How do you get them to unclench their fists? Do you engage? Do you shake their hands as a way of unclenching the fist? That's the real problem, and he didn't address it.
How quickly do you think we'll hear something from the Obama administration on Israel and the Palestinians?
Well, Obama promised that he would say something. He had a lot to say, and that he was holding himself in while he was still president-elect. Now he comes to office, the urgency has declined to a great extent because there's been a withdrawal. So the urgency isn't there. The humanitarian emergency isn't quite as pressing as it was. But nevertheless, he obviously prepared something to say on the Israel-Palestinian question, particularly about Gaza. And I would imagine that because the situation is still very precarious, that they will come up with something in the next few days, because they had promised to say something on day one.